Welcome into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear with this week's edition, and we've got interviews all three players from boys basketball. Now the girls is all wrapped up and done with three boys basketball players and their coaches. First, from District 1, Bryson Hanna from John Glenn High School, and his dad, his coach, Travis Hanna. Joining me now, Coach Travis Hanna, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 1, Bryson Hanna, Glenn High School. Coach, we'll actually start with you. So walk me through the first half of the season, the Falcons. You know, over the course of the year, you guys are 17-10 now, went 6-5 in your conference, but you guys are turning it on at the right times. Kind of walk me through what the mindset has been, you know, all year for the Falcons.
Well, we've had a roller coaster year this year. Started out 1-4, and then we're able to reel off 5 or 6 in a row, and then it's kind of been up and down since then. And just a group that we've got two guys coming back off last year's team that saw significant time, and then tried to mix in a bunch of juniors that up off the JV from last year, and just taking a little bit of time for them to get to the point where they understand exactly what we're trying to do offensively and defensively. And I tell you, we finished the season at Concord and home against Goshen and really played really badly the last week of the season, and went into the sectional not knowing exactly what to expect, and the kids just turned it on that Tuesday night, first night of the sectional, and been playing really well. We've been shooting the ball extremely well, and defensively, you know, we're a team this year, a little bit different. I know a lot of coaches don't like to hear this, but we're a team where our offense kind of dictates how we play defensively. If we shoot the ball pretty well, defensively, we're a much better team. I obviously like it to be the other way, where your defense can lead to your offense ability. But this year for us, it's kind of been the opposite. On nights that we've shot it really well, we've been pretty good. On nights where we haven't shot it well, we haven't been very good.
And Coach, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to mention those two losses to close the year. But then, like you mentioned, you flipped a switch and, you know, the guys turned it on now once you've started tournament play. My question is, how can, you know, facing adversity earlier in the year with, you know, a bunch of these losses help this team moving forward, into semi-state game?
Well, I think it's a combination of, you know, like you said, throughout the year, but you know, we're a team that we've played in three straight sectional championship games. We lost 2 years ago to a very good South Bend St. Joe team in the sectional final. Last year, Mishawaka Marion beat us in the sectional final, and obviously they went on to the state championship game. So, you know, we've got two or three kids that have been around for those, you know, sectional championship games, and they kind of build off that experience. And I think it really helped us out, going to South Bend, Washington on Saturday and playing at Washington on their home floor in the regional. You kind of could draw upon that experience, and I think our veteran guys were able to do that, and they felt very comfortable in that environment, and hopefully that carries over into this weekend as well.
Bryson, now, you know, take me through the game, this regional championship against South Bend, Washington. Obviously, great game for you. 22 points, 8 rebounds, a couple assists. Did it on the defensive end as well with a couple steals, a couple blocks. But, you know, walk me through, now that you're a senior, your development into this season and what kind of growth you've seen in your game and your leadership on the court.
I'd say that compared to last year, I had more of a dominant role, and they didn't need to rely on me as much. And like coming into this year, I felt like I kind of needed to do more. As the year gone on, I think that I've kind of gotten to the point where I trust my teammates more. So going into the regional game, I tried not to force anything, and I think my guys were really there for me, and I didn't need to force anything because it got the job done.
And you know, Bryson, what does it mean to you to be here in the, you know, playoffs in the semi-state game this weekend and a chance to win a state title potentially? What does it mean to you?
It means everything, especially since starting off rocky. I think we've been proving a lot of people wrong. So it's just been the guys. We've just been focused on ourselves, playing the way we know how to do, and just keep playing that way, playing every game like it's our last.
Coach, walk me through the matchup this week. What are you guys looking forward to against Delta?
Well, Delta's a very good team, and obviously, I've told a lot of people, I think they put more defensive pressure on their opponents maybe than any team that we've seen. And, you know, we play in the NIC with all the South Bend schools, so we know a thing or two about defensive pressure. But I've been really impressed watching film on them and how they just get after you on the defensive end of the floor. They play a really good matchup zone, and like I said, they pressure the ball. So we've got to do a good job of taking care of the basketball, and hopefully, you know, we shoot the ball the way we've been shooting it here the last couple of weeks. I think that's going to be maybe the biggest thing. And you know, Bryson said it. It's you know, I've told our kids for the last couple of weeks. We really believe this thing ends when we want it to end. You know, if our focus and our discipline, we come in and play the way we're capable of playing, we're also a tough out. So it should be a great game on Saturday, playing at historic Elkhart Northside Gym, and looking forward to the opportunity for sure.
Bryson, last question for you. What's it mean to you to have, you know, your dad coaching you?
It means everything, especially since he started coaching me in third grade, probably even sooner than that, but going through that and how we've stuck it out together since then, it means everything, especially with the guys, because a lot of the guys have been coached by him from a young age too. It means a lot to everyone.
Coach Bryson, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thanks again. Congratulations on the honor and good luck this Saturday.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate the time.
That was Bryson Hanna from District 1 John Glenn High School. Want to wish them good luck this weekend in the semi-states. Now let's move on. District 2 boys, Isaac Andrews from Wapahani High School, as well as his head coach, Matt Luce. Joining me now, Coach Matt Luce of Wapahani High School, as well as Isaac Andrews, the Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 1 boys basketball. So, Coach, we'll actually start with you. You know, obviously the Raiders have been on a roll this season, 25-1, and you haven't lost since November. Can you just walk me through, you know, the mindset here through, you know, 26 games and getting into regional play, into the playoffs now? Just walk me through the mindset of the team.
The mindset, Graham's just excitement and thrilled that to advance in the tournament and just have another week to practice with our guys. We have a real close-knit group, a bunch of guys that have grown up together. My son Nate's a sophomore. I've coached them throughout youth basketball and now middle school and high school. And, you know, they're guys that I've grown up with, including Isaac Andrews here. So we're just excited to have another week with our guys. And they get along well, and it shows on the court by the way they distribute the ball.
You know, and Coach, obviously, having four or five playoff games now, I believe four, but, you know, haven't had a lot of close games. How can, you know, adversity like that really help this team going through the semi-state and then the state game if you guys face some adversity down the stretch of some of these basketball games here?
Well, good question. I mean, we have a nice team, and fortunately sometimes that has not produced many close games, but we've had some close games. We had two really close games in the sectional. The Carroll game was very competitive. The score got spread late, but Carroll was a very nice team, a very veteran team that had been in the 2A semi-state the year before. So we're just talking to our guys about playing right and continuing to stay composed. We have a very composed team. They're a lot like Mr. Andrews here. They just handle the ups and downs throughout the game and throughout the year. It's a long season, and our guys, again, we're just thrilled to be playing and thrilled to have the opportunity. Our community will follow on Saturday, and we'll have another huge crowd, and we can't wait.
Great transition, Isaac. Now, what has been your mindset, and, you know, what kind of development have you seen in your own game this year?
I just really this year been focused on becoming a better leader, talking more, you know, getting guys where they need to be for us to win.
And in that regional championship,
it's hard to explain with Isaac. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Isaac was, I think, 24 a game as a freshman, and even averaged more as a sophomore, and has really distributed the ball more. He's about 18 a game as a junior. And when your best players are willing to make the other ones better and give the ball up, it just creates an environment within our team, and that's what it has. We've got good role players. But with the Franks kid and Andrews giving the ball up, it just makes our team that much better.
And Isaac, you know, in the regional championship, obviously a great game at 21-11, six assists as well. I mean, how does it feel being one of the leaders out there on the court and getting your team this far into the tournament?
You know, it's fun, especially when you can keep winning games and just doing whatever I can to win, whether I have to score 20 points or I have to get 15 assists, 15 rebounds, whatever I got to do just to win.
How excited are you to, you know, play in the semi-state game and have a chance at winning a state title?
Very excited. I've been looking forward to this since we lost last year. Been working hard so we could get there.
Coach, kind of walk me through the matchup this weekend with Lewis Cass, and just what do the Raiders have to look forward to here?
Well, we get to look forward to playing at the historic Berry Bowl in Logansport, Indiana. It'll be a very dominated Lewis Cass crowd. They're very close, and their fans have really been following their team. Lewis Cass has a senior-dominated team, some very good athletes, and some guys that I bet have played together for a long time. So it's a very tall team, very physical team, and they're going to provide a very stiff challenge. Our guys also, though, are experienced, and, again, we're just looking forward to another game with our kids.
Coach and Isaac, thank you so much for your time this morning, and, you know, good luck to you guys on Saturday, and congrats on the honor.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's Matt Luce and Isaac Andrews, Wapahani High School. Wish them congratulations and good luck this weekend. Moving on, couldn't get Carter Kent from District 3 Boys, but we do have his head coach from Jennings County High School, Josh Land. You know, the Panthers started the year. Now you guys are 24-2. You've only lost a couple times over the course of the year. 5-1 conference play. Walk me through what, you know, the mindset has been like. Guys haven't lost in over a month now.
Yeah, you know, it seems like the season's drug on and drug on and drug on. You know, every game's gotten a little bit tougher as we especially got into tournament play here. But our mindset's been good. Our focus for the last year has been winning the sectional, and that's all we talk about every single day. A lot of that has to do with our experience. I've got a lot of seniors. I've got six seniors on my team that have been there and done it, and it is their last go around. And so I think we've had a good sense of urgency and a lot of leadership to make sure that all our young guys are prepared every day.
So earlier in these playoffs, you know, in sectional play, Bedford North Lawrence, very tough game. It was a 1.72-71 win. Then you had Jeffersonville the following Saturday, where it was, again, another tough game, 48-46, a 2-point win. And then you guys have had, you know, a couple of, you know, larger wins, a 12-point margin, New Albany, and a 24-point win this past weekend, Evansville Wrights in the regional championship. Take me through, you know, all four of the tournament games, what you've seen out of, you know, the guys out there, and also just specifically how Carter has been a great leader for you guys.
Sure. We did not get an ideal sectional draw. Bedford and Jeffersonville were the two teams we knew we would have to play. And they were the two teams we shared the HHC conference with, two really good teams. We beat Bedford in a regular season, and Jeffersonville beat us. And so we knew those were going to be two wars, and those were two really, really exciting games to come from behind wins. Carter's huge in both of those. Carter is one of my top two ball handlers and probably my best shooter on the team. So he had a huge hand in that, handling pressure, hit some big shots for us, hit some big free throws for us. The thing about Carter only being a sophomore is he's just never afraid of the moment. He plays some big-time AAU basketball throughout the summer, kind of prepared him for those stressful situations, but he's got ice water in his veins. You know, I thought the New Albany game, he came out and was super focused, did a really good job defensively in that game, allowed us to kind of get into our traps and in our roam defense is what we call it, where we can speed teams up. And so over the last, you know, couple of weeks, Carter's consistency has just been off the chart. So you know what you're going to get out of him every day. He just takes care of the ball, and he's shooting the ball really well. And he's just such a smart player. He's got great intelligence, great vision on the court. You know, just always makes the right play on both ends. And so it's what I kind of knew he had in him towards the end of this sophomore year for him. He's really starting to put it together and become a pretty complete player for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned Carter just a sophomore. You know, take me back to last year as a freshman, maybe not as high of a scoring load or as big of a load or leadership maybe out there on the court. What kind of development have you seen in his game and, you know, as a leader as well? This is, you know, kind of maybe his team now.
Yeah, you know, he's played with this group of kids for a long time. You know, Manowitz, my senior point guard, the captain of our team, definitely our leader, is his cousin. They grew up playing together. So he's always fit in well with them. Kids respect Carter. Kids know that he's a really good player. Last year as a freshman, especially at the beginning of the year, Carter was physically just immature. And, you know, he defensively, he was kind of a liability for us at the beginning of the year. But by the end of the year, he still came off the bench, but played just as many minutes as anybody. So, you know, I think that physical maturity has helped him quite a bit in the year. But from the mental capacity and the leadership part of it, he's kind of always had that. He is just a natural born basketball player, makes great decisions. Practices very, very hard. He works very, very hard to be as good as he is. And so I think he sees the writing on the wall after this year that it will definitely be his team. But he has done a good job asserting himself with the six seniors I have as far as buying into them and giving them everything he has. He leads by example. He truly does.
Coach, Brownsburg is the challenge this weekend. Walk me through what the matchup is going to look like. They're obviously a great team, 21-4 on the year. And this Saturday, I mean, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. We'll have 5,000 or 6,000 fans up there from Jennings County. Just a really special opportunity for us. But Brown, you're right, Brownsburg is a really solid team. You know, I've had several people this week ask me about them. Obviously, the focus most people put on them is the Catchings kid, the 6'7", 6'8", junior shooter they have. I think he's ranked number 2 in his class in the state of Indiana. He's going to Purdue. He is really, really good. You know, probably has the potential to play in the NBA here a few years down the road. Mm. He can shoot it from deep. He can put the ball on the floor. He plays above the rim. Just a really complete player. So, you know, that's going to get a lot of our focus. You know, we've got to make sure that we try to limit his catches and not let him get up to the rim. He's just a good player, probably the most complete player we've seen this year. But the thing about them is that they don't really have any weaknesses other than you know, we typically when we play teams, we try to pick on other teams' worst player, and it's hard to identify that for Brownsburg. You know, that they've got a left-handed point guard. That's a junior that does a really good job distributing the ball. They've got a senior guard in number 12, the Diallo kid. I think he's going to Marion. Super good athlete. He's been shooting the ball well for him. And their role players play well in their roles. They don't turn the ball over defensively. They're very fundamentally sound. They can get up, pressure you, trap you. And you combine that with the supreme talent that they have in the Catchings kid, and that makes them a really good team.
Coach Josh Land joins me. Coach, finally, just what's it mean to, you know, be here all the way, you know, down this year or into past the regional championship, into the semi-state, chance to move on with a chance at the state title? Just how's it feel and what's it mean to you?
Well, just the amount of support we've had in our community has been unbelievable. I've lived in the Jennings County community for the last 16 years now, and I don't think I've ever seen everyone in our community, in our school, in our town rally behind something like they've rallied behind our team. And that has been something really special to me, really special to our players. The amount of little kids that look up to our guys and want to grow up to be a Jennings County Panther basketball player now really puts it in perspective. So I think down the road, it'll sink in a little bit how special it really is. But my guys believe, they believe they can go beat Brownsburg on Saturday. And they know that they're going to have a huge following there. And I've got a group of 6 seniors and aren't ready to be done playing. So it's a really special opportunity. The support we've had has been awesome. The just the positive camaraderie and the sense of winning that's in the air in Jennings County is something that I haven't seen since I've been here. It's really awesome. It truly is.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulate Carter again for us. And good luck.
I'll make sure to. Thank you.
And good luck to you both this Saturday.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank all three of our Franciscan Health Players of the Week, presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young men and their coaches with the rest of their years getting into the semi-state games this weekend. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, I'm Graham Shear.